This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website. You can hang out on the Facebook live feed and discuss the topics of the day as we discuss them on the show. So it was interesting tonight. There was a primary in Delaware. And, you know, if you've been paying attention at all, you've noticed that just in Massachusetts on Tuesday, a longtime Democrat, Mike Capuano, who was nothing more than really a union thug, who was in there for a gazillion years, he was unseated in the primary by a new progressive. Well, and then, of course, there was that crazy eyes socialist Democrat, Ocasio-Cortez, who unseated another long-term Democrat in New York. This time in Delaware, though, it didn't work. There's a longtime Democrat, Senator Tom Carper, who has been in there for many years, and they tried to unseat him, and it didn't work this time. It was a, you know, unbelievable defeat, like 64-36% or something. So that's kind of interesting that, and of all places, of course, Delaware, which is usually pretty hardcore, blue. But I guess, from what I understand, Tom Carper is a centrist, which I'd have to look at his voting record to actually say whether or not he's a centrist. But he's considered, quote unquote, a centrist. And another progressive tried to take him out, and it didn't work there. So that's a little bit interesting, considering it sort of was a trend. We were sort of seeing it as a trend. We'll have to see how it goes on, and, you know, if it goes on any further and in the other places. But that was pretty interesting news out of Delaware tonight. I don't know what other primaries they had. I haven't been paying that much attention to actual Delaware. But, you know, as we work our way through primary season up to the general election in November, which some of us can't wait to just have be over. I'm not going to say names. Thank you. That would be me. It just gets more interesting. There is a huge governor's race in Florida. I'm sure you heard about that as well. Andrew Gillum is the Democrat nominee. He's another socialist type far left wing Democrat, and he's going to be running again. I believe it's Ron DeSantis, who is the Republican. And you might have heard recently in the news how Ron DeSantis said something about, you know, we don't need this kind of monkey business in our state, meaning socialism, huge government, less freedom, et cetera, et cetera. And the national media went crazy on him as if that was some kind of racist comment. It wasn't, of course. And most of us, many of us, have mocked the left incessantly for claiming it was. But apparently, this guy Gillum, who is the Democrat nominee, the Democrat candidate, he's got some interesting issues and corruption and investigations that are going on because of when he was mayor of Tallahassee. And these are, the FBI investigations or knowledge of them isn't anything new, but apparently they just keep uncovering things about his tenure while he was mayor of Tallahassee, and which is kind of amusing, you have to admit, because the left is always screaming and yelling about the, you know, Russian collusion and the FBI investigation, although they're not investigating Trump. But they want to impeach him over it. But, you know, here they have this guy that they all are, you know, crazy about. And it's clear that something's going on or something went on. But he claims that he's not under actual investigation. So it might just be other people that were around him working for him while he was governor. So that's another interesting, and I put quotes under around interesting race that's going on now, and there's going to be more as everybody starts wrapping up their primaries. I'm sure everybody's got their own stories from their own states, and I'd love to hear about them. I know, you know, there's the Texas Senate race with Senator Ted Cruz and Beto, whatever the heck his name is, O'Rourke, who's another crazy left-winger. That's happening in Texas, and that's another crazy race. And I don't think I've heard of too many insane races in Texas recently other than when Abortion Barbie tried to laughingly unseat or win against Governor Abbott, who's an excellent Texas governor. So, you know, all these different primaries are going on, all the craziness is happening within parties, and then it's going to just explode outside, and it's going to be one-on-one. So come back with us on the flip side after the break. I'm going to have Corey Duncan back on, and we're going to talk about some more things and current events that are going on in this crazy world.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
I want to keep singing. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm not Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, and I'm enjoying this music this evening. Sorry. I am here with Corey Duncan, and while you're listening to us, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check out TheRealSide.com. Corey, welcome back, and thank you for joining me for the second hour.
Always a pleasure, and I'd like to thank everyone that came back for the second hour to listen to Kim Lee and the Mad Black Conservative, who is live from Chantilly, Virginia tonight. Rainy Chantilly, Virginia, not back home. I want to say hello to my beautiful wife, Anna, my Vanessa, and everyone that's back in the family that's back there in Houston, Texas. Keep the barbecue hot. I'll be back shortly.
Okay, now I'm jealous because I want some Texas barbecue.
Exactly. We do it big in Texas.
Oh, yes, you do, and it's that's so good. So I have a story that will get you going. So we were just talking about the youth and the youth vote and, you know, actually educating them about what's the truth and history, et cetera. Well, one of your favorite people, Michelle Obama, is going to start headlining voter registration rallies for the youth. And she claims it's nonpartisan. She just wants to get people to sign up to vote. What do you think about that?
Well, let me ask this question. Is this for trick-or-treating? Or, I mean, because I know Halloween is coming up. So if they got her, it must be a Halloween contest. So, you know, yeah, I know. Hey, look, send all of the emails to you know where, because I could care less about what you think about what I say. Hey, look, we already know this is the second coming of the Acorn or whatever it is, that dingy group of people. They're targeting, as I said before, targeting our youth of America. So once again, I implore people that's more worried about lock Hillary up, do this, do that. You're not going to lock up someone that's a globalist, okay? Let's just be real about things. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to hear this, but, one thing I hate to do is to be a part of something and to be wasting my time. I'm not going to waste my time about something, about trying to arrest someone or trying to do that. My focus and my dedication is about the youth of America. It is real simple. Me and Anna, you know, we don't do any of this public speaking about, I mean, we will for certain people that's about what we're about, and we're about the youth of America. And that's what the problem has been. And I cannot understand how it is being missed by a lot of people that have extraordinary talent they're very, very, you know, smart people and enthusiastic. But when it comes to being a leader about something of this magnitude, it's like, you know, there's a lot of people, Kimberly, that's just not getting this. And that's the sad part, because that's what I hear a lot from my daughter and a lot from the young people and their parents that show up to these summits, and they're like, wow, you know, she's 16 years old and she makes more sense than this person I'm watching that's on every night, and they hooping and hollering and doing this and doing that. And I said, well, that's because she was educated about exactly what this is all about. This is not about a buck. This is not about endorsing a camp, endorsing a person or entity. This is about a movement, and a movement has to have a base, and the base is the young Americans and the young conservatives who have been kicked to the side, who have basically been told, "Hey, look, you know, you get this from other people." And especially about these schools, you know, I had a couple of people walk up to me and they were like, "Hey, man, we heard the show about you guys, you know, in these schools." And they were like, "Hey, we want to be a part of it." And it's like, you know, we're pulling, we see this in Texas a lot. Now, there's a lot of people pulling their kids out of regular school and they're homeschooling because they don't want to deal with this politics of you know, the transgender situation. And my daughter is in the bathroom and, you know, it's an accident waiting to happen. With people, and if it happens to your daughter or your grandchild or whatever, you know, you're probably going to go nuts or whatever, because I know I would. But, you know, the thing of it is that we have to all understand where, you know, you have to have a plan for anything. You can't just say, well, okay, we have to have a plan, and then you have to have goals. And you have to have goals that are achievable of making, instead of making plans and goals or just having these functions or excluding young people from this and saying, well, you know, I had a conservative speaker tell me, well, they're not going to listen to you because they, oh, wait a minute, hold up. First of all, have you tried doing something before you want to start to down it or to be a hater?
Right. Well, and you know, and how do you fight? Because, you know, we want kids to be kids, right? And so they do what they do. But Michelle Obama's got people, Tom Hanks is part of this organization, and that jerk creator of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, is part of it. The NBA's Chris Paul, and then singers Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. So you got all these, you know, stars, quote unquote, who are pushing this. And you know how people are, especially when they're younger. Actually, some people are like that when they're older, too. But, you know, they sort of get starstruck, and they think these people know what they're talking about, and they're telling them the truth, and that what they say is gold. How do you fight that?
Well, that's what the problem is. It's not about the popularity of a person. It's about where their heart is, and it's about whether they're genuine and really educated about what they're talking about. Chris Paul is an awesome basketball player, but you know, a lot of us want to be politicians after we get, you know, we make a couple million dollars or whatever like that, and it's like now I can educate the youth about liberalism, which I don't even know about or whatever like that. It's a star study, and I give it to them. They're doing things to attract young people, and they do it, and they're doing it because the conservative grassroots people are not stepping up the way they need to, and they're not educating. They can step up with anyone they want to. At the end of the day, if you're dealing with facts and the truth, and you're presenting it the correct way, they could bring anyone, LeBron, they could bring anyone they want, because a lot of these young people they know what the truth is. You just have to teach them and educate.
No, that's perfect. Stick around. We'll be right back with Corey Duncan and talking about more hot topics of the day.
Okay. Coast is clear. I double checked the button.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. It remains unclear who the source is of the New York Times op-ed piece slamming President Trump. So far, more than 30 people have come forward to say they were not a part of it, including Vice President Mike Pence, the First Lady, and the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. On Capitol Hill, day three of the Kavanaugh hearings.
Day three of the Senate confirmation hearings for Judge Brett Kavanaugh continue. The day began by Cory Booker misleading the public by saying that he was releasing confidential information when, in fact, that information was released earlier that morning. Judge Kavanaugh was asked what the most difficult case for him to work on is, previous decisions he's made in the D.C. Circuit Court.
I think what Justice Kennedy used to say in response to that question, that something always comes into my head when he was always asked, what's the hardest case, what's the most difficult case, he'd always say, the one I'm working on right now.
That's USA Radio's Tim Berg. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Please answer the question.
Guest host Kimberly Marin, and I am here talking with Corey Duncan of the Grassroots Conservative Association, and we're talking about all the hot topics of the day. I actually have a positive hot topic of the day to talk about, Corey, that probably most of the news won't be talking about. This just came out today. Layoffs just reached a half century low. So all the layoffs, all the new unemployment claims have actually finally reached a five decade low by the end of August. Interesting, isn't it?
Well, once again, thank you for having me come on a second hour. It is truly a pleasure, and I thank you and Tammy and everybody.
No, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's not a problem. All of the patriots that's still here, my wonderful wife Anne and everyone else that's listening. You know, it doesn't matter what happens. They're not going to give President Trump his due. And that's because of party affiliation, and because, you know, I have to understand, and I'm going to just give a personal shout out to Alex Jones. Alex Jones, Alex, continue to fight, continue the fight to get back on so we can hear the truth. And, you know, people like that, you can tell when you're doing something right, because they go full blast. And I remember Alex a couple years ago, me and colleague of mine, Erica, a family member, we went to Bilderberg when they had it, actually where I'm at tonight in Chantilly, Virginia. And I met Alex, and everybody said that he's a nut or whatever like that. Well, that's the same thing they say about President Trump, that he's a nut and this and that, because he's not establishment. And he's right. Unwieldy about telling the truth about things. And I get the same thing from people on the left, people on the right, people in the Grassroots Conservative Association, not in this association group. But, you know, just conservatives all together that, you know, they attack me, they attack Anna, and, you know, it's like we're doing something wrong when really we're doing things that's right. But, you know, that's never going to going to give him his due. They're never, no matter what he does. So
it's crazy because they're saying, you know, it's hard to find workers. It's actually difficult to find workers, and the competition for skilled workers is intensifying. And so basically it's an employee market right now. So you can demand to be paid higher for a job because there's fewer people for each job. And this is a good thing. I mean, obviously it's not really good if we can't find workers for all the jobs, but it's a good thing for employees to be in a position, that position. But yet they just, oh my God, Trump, oh my God, he tweeted something. This is what really affects Americans, is this type of thing right here. But they don't seem to care.
No, they don't. They don't. And I mean, we look at places like, here we go again. Here come the Baltimore bashing. Like Baltimore, you know, where they have a situation where you know, their kids out of school, you know, they haven't even gone, really, some of them haven't even gone to school all this week. And, you know, because they have an AC problem and the air conditioning problem. But the thing of it is, if the governor allegates you, and gives you money to take care of these kids, and it's supposed to come from gambling profits and everything. So why are these kids not having adequate air or air conditioning in the schools? And it's really, you know, especially, and then they want to blame the Republican governor where they have, you know, they're allocated money and you take it, but you got enough money, you know, Ms. Pugh, that who's the mayor of Baltimore, you can take and give the Freddie Gray family $6 million and have been gone to trial, but you want to take and not give it, have these children sitting in the heat and soon they'll be sitting in the cold. So the thing of it is, you know, 90%, 97% ran by liberals. Most of these ghettos, what I used to call them Beirut, but I'm going to call them ghettos, where people, you know, the thing of it is a lot of people that have this mindset is all pretty much people that have not educated about the voting system, being tricked into chasing that dream and not working for it. And we got people on the right that's like that they're in this movement, they're chasing the dream, and they're trying to make a buck off of people. And it's like, you know, if you're not really in this, somebody's going to finally see you for what you are. And the thing of it is about the main thing in this country is no one wants to work hard. Everyone wants to make $100,000 a year. Everyone wants to make $100,000 a year and with a second grade reading education. But yet you want to take and you want to make $100,000 a year. And I blame this a lot on the liberals lowering the curriculum. You can pass with a 50 because we don't want to discourage them. But yet when they get out here into the work field, it's like, okay, you got me coming out here, and I'm not prepared. And that's the thing. Everything is about education and about presenting the truth and facts about how to obtain the American dream. And the American dream is not corny. The American dream is real. Hey, my family's living it. I know a couple families that's living it. And we're not saying that everything goes right in our family, but it's about the moms and the dads putting in the work and putting in the effort to get these children ready, not only just for life, not only just for the next job. It's about, I told you before, it's about the preservation and to take and get these, make sure these children understand and get educated about not only about history and politics, but about life. And that's what the issue is, to stop being their friend and be their dad and their moms. And let's get back to praying together. I know to some people they don't want to hear this or this sounds corny, but it works in the Duncan family household. And that 16-year-old fireball that's going to be speaking Saturday in El Paso, Texas, she's going to give her story about how she bust her butt. She carried 5.5 grade point average for 4 years. It can be done. But you got to take and put in the effort and the time. That's what's happening, and that's what Barack Obama and his cronies or whatever is presenting to these children, trying to make everything trendy. You know, we got a lot of smart conservative people, Kimberly, but we got to get them on. We all have to get on board of the same, get on the same boat. Get in the same boat about things and stop making this about our next, you know, buck or whether I'm trying to get on this show or get on that show. Hey, look, it's a pleasure and an honor to come on here every week and speak. And I'm not getting paid for it, and this is probably only one of the two of the shows that I do. But me and Anna, our new show, Anna Corey, Anna and Friends, will be starting on September the 19th. We'll be on Podbean. We're going to be broadcasting from our website, www.conservativegen.com. And the thing is that the fact that we're not worried about, we don't want to be on Fox. We don't want to be the next big thing. All we want to do is get these young people ready for the three things that I was talking about. And you know, that's about it.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. And, you know, when you have all these really good things that are going on in this country and they're being ignored, that's an education lesson for conservatives that they can tell not just the youth, but other people. Hey, look, these are the actual numbers. These are the numbers from the government, the same numbers that the Obama administration used, you know, from the same government office. These things are important. These things are what matter, because every person, you know, how many people were laid off under the Obama administration? Now, granted, he came into that, so that you cannot blame him that on him. But how he dealt with it was to make it worse, not better, or not make it better the way it should have been made better. That's a whole different topic about government controlling the economy. However, there's real life examples that are going on today in current news that we can show people and explain to people why doing some of the things Trump has done, like, you know, cut taxes, get rid of regulations that only hurt business, do things like that that actually help. And that does actually trickle down, I know the left hates that, to regular Americans and employees who can get a better job, and maybe it'll be easier for them to start a business. But no one in the media ever wants to talk about that. I mean, some in the media, but the mainstream media never wants to talk about that, because it defies their push of more socialistic Keynesian economics. And you know what? We'll be right back. We'll be back on the flip side, come back for more, and we'll be back with Corey Duncan.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Side with Joe Messina. I'm not Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check out therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show on the go. Thank you, my guest, Corey Duncan from Grassroots Conservative Association. I really appreciate you coming on with me to discuss topics of the day.
Always a pleasure, and you're doing an awesome job in Jill's absence tonight. Kimberly, is true honor and pleasure to be on, not for just 1 hour, a second hour, and also thank you, Tammy, for allowing me to appear once again. And God bless everyone. And also, I want to say something real quick. 9/11 is coming up this Tuesday. Let's also continue to keep those families in our prayers and, you know, continue to never forget what happened on that day, on that dreaded day. So, you know, to everyone, continue, you know, pray for this country and pray for the sovereignty of this country.
Mm. Amen. Yes, definitely. Also, I think we should do something, and we should wish Tammy a happy birthday. Because it is her birthday today.
I didn't want to say anything. This is her 22nd birthday, so I didn't want to say anything. So.
Exactly. And Joe owes her a really good birthday present for her having to produce the show tonight and deal with us instead of going out and enjoying it somewhere or just having to deal with Joe. Oh, wait, maybe that was the present. Sorry, he can't fend for himself right now.
New York Yankee hat, not a Boston Red Sox one, so, you know.
Hey. I remember, I'm from Massachusetts, too, originally.
Oh, no, not a number one. Oh, for the love
of yeah.
God, really? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
that's
Kimberly.
Funny.
All right, Kimberly, I take back all of the nice things now.
Sorry. Hey, but you know, what can I say? I'm a New England girl. We are loyal to our teams, just like you probably are to yours, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we better move on from this.
So I have another story for you that you might find interesting. So apparently Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, Joe's home state. Well, now it's his home state. She was trying to make some bogus claims about Kavanaugh, being against abortion, et cetera. And she made the claim that between 200,000 and 1.2 million women died from illegal abortions prior to Roe v. Wade. Now, that's completely untrue. And if you even see that number, even if you don't know, you see that number and you're like, God, no, that cannot be true. That's ridiculous. Probably not even that many women were getting abortions back then, especially if they weren't legal. But that's a different story. But even like left-wing leaning news outlets call her out on it. And they posted the real facts. It was like under 200 by 1965, supposedly. But I thought that was pretty interesting that even regular, you know, it was the AP and other organization that's pro-abortion called her out on that. That's kind of a pretty interesting take, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, all of these people like her and Boxer and, you know, there's a couple of them, Elijah Cummings, Guy Booker. You know, they're the most ugliest, black-hearted people I've ever seen in my life. Mm. I mean, Dianne Feinstein is one of these. Her and Pelosi, you know, they're the most ugliest people inside and outside. They got a face only a mother could love. I mean, then they're just so nasty and just mean. And, you know, at the end of the day, all of them look like one person. They all look like George Soros, including Michelle Obama, you know. You know, it's just, you know, they're just ugly and nasty. And it's just, you know, you wonder how some of these people, you know, I got to talk about something real quick that's real fascinating. I mean, what I was talking about earlier in the first segment, well, the first show was about how ugly and nasty these, you know, the people, you know, globalists. And everything, and you know, you see these people, and you know, you go back, I go back, you know, push the rewind button back to Senator McCain's funeral. And if you count all of the globalists and all of the nasty people that was there, you could have held a paddy wagon party. And it's just, you know, it's just funny. Henry Kissinger is on a board of Bilderberg. And, I mean, you got these other people, and it's just like the deep state is just way after our president. And, it, you know, this stuff about what Feinstein said about, you know, I mean, it's just they always, and we know all of this, especially about the abortion, is about that was socially engineered especially for the black neighborhood. It was socially engineered by liberals, not conservatives. It was by liberals.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to do their real. See, that's why I don't like when a lot of people talk about things, and I know the first two sentences whether you know what you're talking about or you don't, because it's all about research. And I always tell people, because I don't want people to say, well, you think you know everything. All right, I do. And, you know, one thing I learned from Alex Jones a long time ago, we're not the best of buddies, but I know Alex. But the thing of this is this. One thing is this. I always see him do. He give you the link, and you go do the research. I don't want the credit for it. You go see, and you make your assessment of it. But see, a lot of people don't want to do that because it takes a little bit too much brain matter. They rather go and chase this person or yell back and forth, this or that, you know, left or right. You're wasting your breath, man. You're wasting your breath. Stick to something that you can do something about instead of sit and spinning your wheels about things that they want that socially engineered to make you look the other way while they doing something else. And the country is steady going down the drain. Our youth is dumb and stupid because they, you know, well, I'm not going to say all of them are dumb and stupid, but they're uneducated about exactly how to achieve the goals. It's all about hard work. And it starts at home. It starts at home, and it starts with not giving a child and giving these young people gimme, gimme, gimme while having them work for it.
Right.
Or whatever. But
without having them earn it, or at least. It's teaching them hard work and that you don't just get everything. Yeah, obviously parents give you certain things, but you can teach your kids to work for something. I remember wanting to go on a trip to Washington, D.C. Why I wanted to do that, beyond me. But I was a kid. I was a Girl Scout, and we were going on a trip to D.C., and my dad said, okay, I will give you the money to go. You have to rake the whole front lawn. Well, our front lawn was pretty big. And that was such a nightmare to do. But I did it, and I did a good job, and I got to go. I earned going to that because that was something above and beyond. You know, my brothers and sisters weren't going. The whole family wasn't going. It was me going. So, and I don't see anything wrong with that. It taught me I have to work for something that I really want. And that too often now, parents aren't doing that. They're just handing stuff over and saying, yeah, you don't have to work for it. Or, you know what, you came in last, but we're still going to give you a trophy for effort. No, you can give them a pat on the back for effort. You don't have to give them a trophy, you know?
You got to learn how to, to be a good winner, you got to learn how to be a good loser. And you have to learn how to be a gracious loser. Because we all can't win all the time. And, but the thing of it is that, like I said, Saturday, El Paso, Texas, 3:00, the Youth Summit, Young Americans Youth Summit is in, you want to find out any more, come to www.conservativegen.com or reach us on Facebook, the New Grassroots Conservative Association Group for Young Americans. And come there, because the thing of it is that the fact that you know, and it's not to brag on someone, because we got a lot of other young people that's there that have achieved the American dream or that's well on their way to. But the thing of it is that it's all about hard work and you know, putting your nose to the grindstone. But you had to teach American youth about history and how we got to where we are right now, this total chaos and socially engineered mayhem, and it's going to be hard to fix it. But, you know, that's why I say the focus is on the young people now.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think what you guys do sounds like a really good idea, and I can't wait to hear more about it. Now, is it all weekend or just Saturday and Sunday or start Friday? What? How many days is it?
It's one day. It's Saturday, 3 to 6
p.m. Good.
And the next one will be held in San Antonio, Texas. We'll be putting that out. But we're bouncing all around Texas, but there's a lot of people that's catching on to this. And, you know, the more that you catch on to it, you understand what we're trying to do here, we ask that. We're non-profit. We're not looking for a handout. And all of these events and summits are free, courtesy of the Grassroots Conservative Association Group. And my beautiful wife, Anna Duncan, and the rest of Team Duncan and Team Texas and the Texas Youth Express.
And now will you repeat that website one more time?
www.conservativegen.com or check us out on Facebook. Thank you for having me come back a second hour. And we have a second segment. God bless and thank you.
Thank you so much, Corey. And we will be here on the other side where we'll have a guest from Decision Desk HQ.